Avchanan by Rav in the name of Rav said a breach in the side wall of a mavi with his four tefachim of that side wall which is standing before the place that a breach is not problematic unless the breach is more than 10 amos. A breach in the front wall of a mavi is problematic if it's even just four tefachim. Why should the front wall be treated any differently than the side wall? In both cases, the breach should be considered another entrance way, and the mavi should remain permitted to carry it. Rav Hunan, the name of Yeshua said, Avchanan is referring to a case where the corner wall is broken now, not the front wall, and this can't be considered an entrance way because entrances are not made in the corners. Rav Huna says that a breach of four tefachim on either wall makes the mavi usher to carry in. Rav Huna said to Rav Chanan by Rav, don't argue with me because even Rav passed like me when this question was brought before him in some place. Rav Chanan answered, Rav really doesn't really hold like that. He passed him stringently. In that case, he went lechumer because the people of that area of Damcharia were Amaratzim, and therefore he was trying to prevent them from even coming close to being Mechal Shabbos. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said that Rav Huna's view makes no sense. We learned that in the case of a bent mavi, an L-shaped mavi, where both ends open to just a Rav, there's a machlokes. Rav says that each leg of the L is treated as a mavi that's open on both sides of just a Rav. Therefore, you have to put a turas, a pesach, on one end of each leg, or just in the middle for both legs, and put a lechi or a kaira on the other end. Shmuel says each leg is considered to be a closed mavi, with only one end being open to just a Rav, and a simple lechi or a kaira at the opening to just a Rav is enough. Now, how large is the width of the mavi at the bend? If it's larger than 10 amos, Shmuel would not consider it to be a closed mavi. If it's less than 10 amos and still Rav considers it to be an open mavi, then Rav must consider a breach of four tefachim as being open. Rav Chanan will say that case is different because it becomes a public thoroughfare since it's open on both sides to Rosh Hashanah Rav, and that's why it's considered to be problematic, even if it's four tefachim wide. Based on this, this would mean that Rav Huna disallows a breach of four tefachim even if it's not a public thoroughfare. That's problematic because Rav Amin Rasi said earlier that a side wall breached up to 10 amos is not problematic for the mavi if there's a piece of wall four tefachim before the breach. According to the answer we just gave, Rav Huna must be arguing with Rav Amin Rasi. My answer is, in Rav Amin Rasi's case, the breached wall had a small piece near the ground still remaining, which prevented the breach from becoming a thoroughfare. In that case, even Rav Huna would agree that a breach of up to 10 amos would not be problematic for the mavi. Bryce says, how do we adjust the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to permit carrying? The Tanakhama says he must make a turas pesach on one end and place a lechi or kaira on the opposite end. Hanani says it's machlokes between Bisham and Basil. Bisham may say that each end must be closed off by doors, which must actually be kept closed, except when you're walking through it, of course. And Basil will say one end must be closed off by doors and the other end needs a lechi or a kaira. Marius, we learn from a brayse that Rosh Hashanah Rabbim can only be adjusted with doors on both sides. How can the previous brayse say that Basil will allow adjusting with a door on one end and a lechi or kaira on the other end? Marius says, Rabbi Yehuda says, The previous Bryce is talking about adjusting a mavui that is open on both ends to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, not an actual Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Rav passes like the Tanakhama that a mavui open on both ends to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim needs to be adjusted with a Tzuras HaPesach on one end and a Lechi Yikaira on the opposite end. Shmuel passes the Chananya, according to Beis Hillel, that it requires doors on one end and a Lechi Yikaira on the opposite end. In fact, the Beis Hillel require that the doors be closed like Beis Shammai hold in their Shita or not. Rav Yehuda and Rav Masna both said in the name of Shmuel that the doors need not stay closed. They asked Rav Onan if the doors have to stay closed. They asked Rav Onan the same question. He said, go and see the gates of Narda, which are buried halfway in sand in an open position. And Shmuel never required them to dig them out and close them. Therefore, you see they don't have to be closed. Rav Kahana said the gates were partially closed. Maybe that's why Shmuel didn't protest. Rav Nachman required them to dig out the doors. It could be that he doesn't require them to be closed, but he does require them to have the ability to be closed. Gemara says it was a ches-shaped mavi in Ardo whose two ends opened into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and the Rabbanon treated that mavi with the chumras of Rav and the chumras of Shmuel. And because of that, they required that doors be placed on the two ends, even though neither Rav or Shmuel would say that the doors need to be put there, and the lechi or kaira on each end opening to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The Rabbanon followed the chumra of Rav that the mavi is considered to be a mavi with two ends open to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Although Rav passed like a Tanakhama that no doors are required in the case of an open mavi, the Rabbanon followed the chumra of Shmuel, who, although in this case would hold that the mavi is considered to be a closed mavi, but still Shmuel passed like a Chananya, like Beis Hillel, that in the case of a mavi open at both ends of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, doors are required.